More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Isn't there like a meteor supposed to hit Earth next week or something on the 25th?
But first off, it's pronounced Earth. Okay,
it is pronounced Earth, and they're forgetting the sixth risk factor, which is not having enough panini sauce.
Panini sauce
and a sauce. We gotta turn the ship back around. Why? Oh, because we left my panini sauce somewhere.
John, there's a website for that, for meteors and stuff that
for
I use.
For panini sauce?
No, for meteors that I use.
I'm actually a meat eater, and I like panini sauce.
No, meteors. Wait,
I want to know what Sean's meteor website is.
Well, it's for everything. It's for it's spaceweather.com, right?
Spaceweather.com. Ah, is that real?
It's real.
Oh, that sounds so boring. No wonder you don't have sex.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And
says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780, hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter if you want to get in contact with the show, or Facebook. Also, hashtag Shark Mode, because we never stop, bro. Today
Ever.
Is March 26, 2014. It is 7 p.m. Orlando time, because fuck New York time. That's your faggots.
Orlando.
Goddamn New Yorkans.
Yeah. And
O-Town time.
O-Town time. So apparently, Marie, and this once again, when you don't listen live, you miss out on a lot of stuff. Apparently, Marie decided for whatever reason today to do the show in a corset. So Marie is wearing a corset.
It's corset show.
Yeah.
Woo!
So,
sexy time.
Because of course it is.
More importantly, I've decided to do the show topless.
And Sean decided, because Marie's wearing a corset, to do the show without a shirt on. So,
and I put pants on.
Does not have a shirt on.
I'm taking my pants off.
Do it.
Wait.
Yep, let's see that.
He's
dick.
Doing it. He is doing it. There they go. There go the pants. Hold on. Here we go.
Just post this on spaceweather.com.
Yep.
I think that this is all a right, perfect opportunity to just dive right on into the first story of the day.
Of the evening.
Which was this weekend when Royce and Sean decided to frighten a new person.
Oh, we did do
that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. A new person?
Well, okay.
Well, okay.
First, we have to preface this, and we're going to talk about it. We went to MegaCon Saturday. John went Sunday. With Nathan and Kelly. Nathan's one of the OGs of Hippo Juice, and everyone knows Kelly, his girlfriend of a long time, who does a lot of cosplaying.
at the cons. Anyway, we'll talk about the con in a second, but they brought this friend along after the con. We're all going to go eat dinner. They came by the house.
We'll call him Lizzle.
No, his name was Larry. So this guy named Larry comes by.
Oh, that guy.
And the guy was, I mean,
with a name like Larry.
He was a winner.
He is the
You
most...
mean the guy that had a 2 McChicken diet?
Yeah.
That's all
by
he
By the
eats.
Way, the guy didn't eat vegetables, fruits, anything. Like, we were at this restaurant where the food was baller. And the guy just wouldn't eat anything. Anyway, he was so boring. And just he was just, I don't know. So before he went to the restaurant... he went upstairs to use the restroom, and everyone went out to the car. Nathan, Kelly went out to the car. Sean drops his pants, and I go, fuck it. I dropped my pants. So he's about to pull them up, and I go, no, fuck it. And then I go, wait for this guy to come downstairs and don't even say anything. So me and Sean, not even smiling, are making angry, angry, direct eye contact to each other with our pants down.
Just at their ankles. Like fallen on the floor.
So the gentleman walks down. He's Larry. He says nothing. Just
and
nothing.
Then I'm standing in the middle of them who just decided to do this. And I just go to Larry and I go, they do this sometimes.
And just angrily stare at each other without the pants on.
Right. Yes. So then he leaves. And then we go eat. We go eat. Then we find out that he has the taste palate of a. I don't know. I think he only eats baby food.
That was the end. That was when he was leaving. That was
the last thing. He dresses up like a hipster. They eat like only exquisite things, but he just doesn't eat anything.
Anyway, this gentleman was boring. So back to what we did. So yeah, we went to Comic-Con.
MegaCon.
Whatever.
Megacon. It's Mega in Orlando.
Yeah.
And that's short for mega annoying to get there.
It's Spanish for the Nino.
there were like 70,000 people on iDrive.
It was retarded.
There was no getting in or out of it.
So many people. So we went Saturday.
80% of them were Hispanic. It was awful.
We went there Saturday. We dressed up. Marie went as a Harley Quinn.
I'll post some pictures in the chat room.
Sean went as a Scarecrow. That was on Saturday. John came up Sunday and he went. We'll talk about Sunday after. So we go there Saturday. Marie, post some of the pictures there.
Royce went as Bane. He forgot to mention.
Yeah, I mentioned it. I didn't forget. I said it with my mouth.
I didn't hear you say that.
So I went as Bane.
Okay.
Now I heard you.
Okay. Well, what did you go
Movie
as?
Bane. Yeah, but why male models? So there's John in the chat. That was him Sunday. He was Deadpool. By the way, fantastic Deadpool.
Thank you.
Really good costume. It was very, very good.
I'm still scrolling through. Okay, there's ours.
Right, so we went there and we did a couple rounds, walked around, and we had a lot of people ask for pictures. It was actually pretty cool because we did really good with the costumes this year. There they are in the chat.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good, right?
All right, let me find. I think I had the picture of Sean.
Yeah,
probably.
So we did that. And then it's funny because I was like, I wonder if there's going to be more Banes or more Harley Quinns. And they go, there has to be more Harley Quinns. There was so many
fat, out of shape Harley Quinns.
Harley Quinns. It was fucking ridiculous. We were just it was like a game where I go, black Harley Quinn, fat Harley Quinn, slutty Harley Quinn, midget Harley Quinn, guy in a Harley Quinn costume. It was
there was a midget?
Hard. Yeah, it was everyone.
There was everything you could think of. Yeah. But just a lot of them were fat.
The upside of wearing the Bane mask all day is it filtered out a lot of the BO smell that you normally get. The downside is that I was sweating so much and the sweat was pooling in the bottom of the mask. It was just like sloshing around towards the end. And I have a big head, so the mask didn't fit right out of the box, so we had to like make adjustments. We had to like split the back open and get a shoelace. It was a lot of work.
The best was when you took the mask off. When he took the mask off, it was so tight on his face that he had the lines from the mask on his face for like an hour and a half after he took the mask off. It was just
and there's the picture of Sean as a Scarecrow.
Hold on, I'll actually embed it. Freaking Instagram.
God there. Damn it. I thought I was too tall for Instagram.
Yeah.
You are too tall for Instagram.
So,
so you just wore a mask? Did you actually have a costume?
That's it.
That is his costume.
Just the mask? Okay.
So we went. It was fun. What else? Oh, so we were going to go to one of the panels, but it was full. I mean, it's so much, so many people. Like, you really can't do anything.
So much many things.
I could not see anything in that mask, and... Anybody that knows I'm fucking a giant person to begin with, so I can't see the ground, And with this mask on, I couldn't see anywhere. So I'm like, just the whole time, I'm like, my head is on a swivel and I'm walking around because I'm bumping in from person to person because I can't see anything. And it's all just a bunch of fat little midgets dressed up as anime cartoon characters.
Yeah, I know. I kept hitting Sean's dick because he kept walking close to me like he was blind and I was supposed to walk around with him.
The bonus was both of you guys were wearing face masks, so you could say the most horrendous things and no one heard them. So oh, yes. I heard Sean under his breath just berating everyone.
That was true.
By.
It was pretty bad. We were being very, very mean.
I'm an awful person to go
there was
out
a guy that by the to me the guy with the best costume was this blind guy, a real blind guy who was walking around with a cane and his shirt just said not Matt Murdock. and for those of you who know, that's Daredevil, the blind superhero.
It was
and
fantastic.
I thought it was just fucking hilarious.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was very, very funny.
John or John, why
I mean,
don't you tell
he
us
he was blind. That's I mean, he still doesn't see.
I want to know some of John's stories because we went on different days, so he
yeah,
had
so
Sunday.
John yeah, John went Sunday. So how did Sunday go, John?
Sunday was cool. The traffic was, I guess, not as bad. But everyone was talking about like how crazy Saturday was. So I guess you guys went on like the busiest day. As soon as I got there, people just started just coming up and just taking pictures of me and thing. And I met up with Nathan and Scary Larry, Weird Larry. What are we gonna call him?
Larry.
Just Larry.
Just Larry.
And I guess because Nathan was doing like a Kickstarter. Like a video for like comic book related for Tate. So Nate had like his entire like rig with him and he was taking pictures of people and filming me. He actually has film of me walking across.
Does he? Because I'm looking at his timeline and Nathan 7 minutes ago just said, "Help," in all caps, 2 exclamation marks. I lost a bunch of footage I shot on Saturday morning at MegaCon and used a couple different recovery programs. Everything
Saturday
else...
morning, but no, but this Sunday.
Okay,
Sunday's
safe. All right.
Yeah, so walking
Nathan,
across
Nathan,
the street.
Nathan, delete it just to be safe.
Yes. While he was playing the song by Pharrell, Happy. So there's video somewhere of Deadpool dancing to Happy all the way in, up escalators, dancing with people all the way to like the floor.
It's fantastic.
And they had some sort of panel with like DC related stuff, and
it's
I crashed.
Not a solar
it.
Panel.
No, it was a solar panel. And Deadpool crashed it.
Oh yeah, you did. So, did you mention how Lady Deadpool jumped on you?
Oh yeah, like the second I got my ticket and actually got on to the convention floor, this hot, I'm assuming hot, this like skinny, lank, like tall female Deadpool. She goes, "Oh my god, do you have my chicken?" I go, "I don't have your chicken." And she just like jumps on top. She jumps
so
high.
Do you have my chicken?
Yeah, because like, she had because someone else had a rubber chicken, another Deadpool. There was a whole bunch of Deadpool there, and. She jumps. She jumps so high, like her crotch was like literally in my face, and I'm just like twirling around with this girl on me, and I'm just like in character. I'm like, oh wow, family reunion. Everyone just act natural, people. Oh my god.
Does Nate have footage of this?
This was before I met Nate, because then I started just like walking around, and then Nate texted me and said he was at the gate. So I met him up in, and I met Larry.
Fantastic story.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture of her. I mean, I'm just searching because I know who it was because she was there Saturday too.
And I ended up getting her
She was really short, right?
She was short. Two of them.
Okay.
The one that actually jumped on me was the one that when I was alternate Santa at Tate's that like I actually have pictures of that.
Oh, cool.
So and I ended up like getting her number and everything. I was like. Okay, cool. This is awesome. So I think I might have a date.
Oh, really? With someone else? Okay, that's awesome.
With a female?
Yeah, I know, right?
Cool story, Hansel.
Are you sure it's a female?
Yeah, her name is Kat.
Have you checked?
Yeah, Kat Fuller.
Fuller dick.
Yeah, right? But yeah, like the big thing was I just walked in because like I saw
know
these
Kat
rooms.
Fuller
was, like,
from
like,
Gainesville. Ask if she's a UF grad.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. Wait.
I may need to see a picture.
This is why
I hate Florida.
Marie, search on Facebook.
I got it.
Pull the picture, show John, and then we're gonna fucking CSI this bullshit right now. So Marie.
Hold on.
You know a cat now, okay.
She knows a Kat Fuller?
Oh.
Yes.
I already searched. Not the same one.
All right.
Okay. I see the one that pulled up that's connected
Marie,
to John.
Marie's is actually a cat.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you friends with on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally came up. Good for you, John. I'm looking at her.
I want to see. Someone show me.
Okay, I'll post a picture.
This happened.
All right. Posting picture and now.
I don't see anything. Oh.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
She Hold went on. Saturday as Samus Whoa. From Metroid.
Did that's she? Nice. Did she know?
That is, I.
All right.
That
I mean,
is OG
I mean,
gamer gangster.
Yeah.
John, is this the outfit she wore for you?
Is this the for oh you?
God, that is the outfit.
Okay. Yeah, I saw her. She was there Saturday.
That's fantastic.
So, my underwear off now.
So that thing jumped on top of me, and I was like, hot.
She's a cutie patootie.
Yeah,
and then I said, I was like, okay, I'm going to break the fourth wall here. Were you at Tate's during the, that was me.
Fantastic.
Nice.
But they had a whole bunch of, like, panels for, like, gamer rooms and stuff, like, people, like, playing MMOs and stuff. So I was, like, jumping into those, like, just walking right in and going, like, this guy's cheating. And then one of them I walked into, I thought it was like a gamer room, but it was a DC panel. And He's everyone nice. Starts talking about like the new work, I guess, that they're working on or whatever. And they all turn around and I go, oops, guess I'm crashing this one. And a couple people laughed.
I'm not too familiar with Deadpool. I'm assuming that's something he would say.
I'm not familiar with bad jokes either. That's why I'm not laughing.
Oh.
They all laughed because they were all DC and talking about DC and Marvel just walked right in.
That's funny. I'm funny.
No, you're not.
And a couple people were like trying to be funny. Like when I was walking with Nate, they're like, hey, look, it's Spider-Man. I'm like, no, actually, I'm Obama.
Well, no, you're not.
Well, no, you're not.
Clearly, you're not Obama.
It's not ironic at all. It's just coincidental. John and I made the
John
same.
And were.
John and Wizzle both made the same exact joke on different days, not even coordinating. We were both calling ATMs ass-to-mouth machines throughout the entire day.
Right.
For no reason.
And every time there was like a hot girl like talking with somebody, I went, hey there, Charlie's Angel. Like, there was this guy dressed up as one of the doctors from Doctor Who.
Just a nightmare to be in public with.
And he was trying to mac it with this girl that was dressed up as the...
Mac it from the princess from Frozen.
Mac Daddy it.
And so he was doing that, and then she looks over at me, and I go, hey there, Charlie's the Angel.
Mac-lamore.
And she starts winking, and then he starts giving me, like, a discussion on how you should be, like, nice to ladies and stuff. Like, hey, look, you got to dress up like a British spy, looking all nice in suits. I already got my package all out and everything, so it's kind of much there. So, boom.
John did have his package out.
He scolded you for macking on a broad?
I guess it was, like, his thing, because he was taught.
Because he was a dick? Asian.
He was.
Speaking of creepy, he
was Asian and he was trying to talk with a British accent. I go, hey, I don't need to talk with an accent to get the ladies, my friend.
No, speaking of creepy, so Royce and I had to put John's outfit on for him.
Yeah, we did do
that. Oh, yeah.
Because John's package looks
so
great.
That was an experience.
So not only did we have to zip John up in the back, but I had to baby powder his back and he kept giggling and squirming every time I was rubbing baby powder down his back. I'm like, stop doing that, John!
I was going, ooh.
John is such a creeper. I love it, though.
He's so weird. Yeah.
But it was fun. It's different when you go to, like if you dress up and you don't have a mask and then, like, everyone sees what you're saying, but, like, when you just, like, have a mask and you just say shit out loud, Royce said it before, so yeah. I'm just saying it again. Like, you can get away with anything.
So can I point out one that the black guys totally were loving on my outfit, because skirt didn't go down in the back.
Hot.
But the second thing was, there was this one nerd and I cannot unfocus from this one fucking nerd.
Captain Fat Sparrow?
We walked by this one douchebag three times and I kept overhearing him say, God damn it, why are there so many sexy Harley Quinns? Why can't one person do the costume right?
So this gentleman was upset that there was too many sexy women and their costumes weren't smart enough. Go.
Yeah, you're hot and all, but this isn't what it's supposed to be like.
This show isn't you. I mean, come on. I mean, if you went to like a bar and dressed up normal, that's how you can, you know, be sensual.
It's a defense mechanism, I think. I think what it is, it's like, so there's no pressure in having to hit on them. You act like you're above them. That way there's no one be like, hey, what? You've already made it clear that
they're. Why don't you do the original Harley Quinn outfit? Right. Take some pride in yourself.
Because you only fuck chicks who are true to comics.
Why are you yelling?
No, he's just throwing out some negs, yo.
I don't know.
Some what? What about the
obscure anime guys wearing no shirts and having a sword that's like 10 feet long?
No. They're not obscure. Okay, first of all.
Jesus.
They're anime characters.
Second of all. No one knows them but you, Sean.
Cares? You got a fucking lecture here.
Nothing.
Or the ones
me...
walking around with signs saying free hugs. It's like, try doing that not in a convention and you're going to get maced.
Nothing gave me a bigger boner than Sailor Moon. I don't know what it was about that guy.
It was
just Sailor Moon,
dude.
That gave me such a boner.
There was a dude dressed like Sailor Moon. That is true.
It was pretty funny. I got to give it to that guy. He did a good job.
So there was this other guy that we saw, Captain.
Shut up,
Captain Fatass.
You killed it already,
Captain.
You're destroying it.
You said it,
Captain Fat Sparrow. We were. There was a gentleman who was about. I mean, big Kev levels of fat.
I honestly thought it was a woman at first because I saw two gigantic tits walking towards our car as we were leaving, and then I realized that was a dude, and those were fat man tits.
Oh, it was awful.
And he was wearing like an open pirate shirt.
I love big titties.
And of course, we called him Captain Fat Sparrow.
Oh, I made Phil Lamar laugh.
Really? Did you? Did you ask him? Hey, can I be on Futurama? And he laughed really hard because hell no.
No, we were because Larry was really meticulous about getting a picture autographed.
Wait. Are you talking about super exciting Larry?
Super exciting Larry wanted to get a picture.
Oh, I want to know with Larry.
With the guy.
I don't
want to
confuse him with the cable guy.
Something like, about this guy. Something about you guys. Sorry, John. But. Something tells me that this guy is really boring.
John, am I wrong? Am I wrong, John?
Can someone imitate his voice?
John.
Like here, John. You be Larry, and I'll be you.
Here, no, John. Here, you want? No, I'll do because this one. John, you be Larry, and I'll. This will happen at dinner. Hey, Larry. Yeah. Hey, Larry. You want some of this sandwich?
What's in it?
I mean, it's just like turkey, lettuce, and tomato.
Oh yeah, like I really don't like lettuce or meat. I mean, I mean, the only meat for me. I mean, Kelly can vouch for me. I just do a 2 McChicken dinner diet. Two McChickens a day.
You're probably really malnourished then, because you're not eating. There's no way that you're getting enough vitamins just with a 2 McChicken dinner.
It's just enough for me to be able to put on my hipster suit and accentuate my belly.
Okay, that's. I mean,
is this just the way the guy is, or is it come across like he's aloof or what?
I do enjoy loofahs because those don't have any vegetables or meats.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he was quite the poor.
Anyway, so like I guess on Arrow they had Deathstroke, like they got and that guy that was in Spartacus is playing Deathstroke, and so he was at a panel for autographs. And he wanted to get an autograph for him. Like the entire time we were here, we kept on going back and forth, seeing the guy was there. And he was finally there, and he looked over at his pictures, and he didn't like any of the pictures that they had. He's like, he doesn't have any Deathstroke pictures. God. So like Phil Lamar was right next to him, and Phil Lamar looks at me, and he's like smiling. He's like, hey, nice costume. I go, it's gonna rain. And then Larry's like, what are we talking about? Oh, it's raining sideways.
I love, this is why I love.
He did a spit take. He had a bottle of water. He did a spit take on his handler.
This is why I love John. This is why I love.
It's fantastic.
This is why John will always be my friend. Because Phil Lamar's sitting there and he gets a nice out of nowhere compliment. And his response in his Deadpool costume is, it's great. He's done so many characters. The guy's done so many.
And that's the one I go with. It's going to rain.
Oh, God.
Who wants this puppy?
You want this dog?
But that's just, and the person that was like handling him around, like I guess like his manager or whatever, like he did a spit take and like spat all over this lady. It was great.
That's awesome.
And then Nathan's like, I think we should go.
You embarrass Nathan of all people?
I don't know. I don't know. Because then as soon as we like left like the photo area, Nathan just started laughing.
Of course he did.
I mean,
you fucking idiot, John.
I love you, John.
So, John, are you going to be Deadpool again somewhere anytime soon?
Probably downtown. He's probably dressed like that now.
Well, for OmniCon, which is up in Orlando, it's supposed to be like all like tech geeks and stuff. I might go as Iron Man Deadpool, like Robo Deadpool, and then for SuperCon, I'm gonna go.
Hold on. That's a thing. I thought they were all about not combining costumes because obviously that one guy got bitter at Marie for not having a perfect Harley Quinn outfit.
Yeah, but John's not gonna be sexy. He's gonna be true to the character.
And to be fair, Marie's ass was everywhere on Saturday.
It was everywhere you want to be.
It was.
And then SuperCon, I'm gonna go as Hitman Deadpool, and I'm gonna go as Rick Grimes Walking Deadpool. Like I'm gonna wear like.
That's actually very funny. I like that. I like that. That's a good idea.
I haven't seen it before, but it's a Rick Grimes State Trooper T-shirt with the sleeves ripped off. That I ripped off the sleeves, and then I have his sheriff hat. And I'm just gonna walk around with that with my Deadpool outfit.
That's actually a really good idea. I would like to see that.
You are
out of control, John. I love it.
But you guys were like really concerned that like I was gonna get turned away because of all of the weapons.
You got a lot of weaponry on.
Well, the swords look really nice on the back there. Yeah. I mean,
are they plastic? I'm assuming they didn't turn you away.
No, metal.
Oh wow.
But they're not big. I mean, they're like 3 feet long, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, and we get there, and I was kind of scared because they had kind of like a
There was the boogeyman.
What?
Yeah, there was a black boogeyman, and he was wearing a Orange County Sheriff's Department T-shirt, and he was like making sure people were going in that didn't have any weapons.
That's a terrible cosplay.
But it was funny because when I first walked in, he's like, "Whoa, I gotta check you," and all of a sudden I put my I interlock my fingers behind my head, and I go, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't do it. It wasn't me." And everyone just started laughing, and then he checked my swords, and then he checked my gun. He didn't check my shotgun shells that were real, but he checked the pistol. He didn't check my grenades.
That were real.
Well, they were real, and they're kind of useless I without a 12-gauge shotgun. He had 12-gauge shotgun shells in a fucking right across
and
the
I had
chest.
And I had a discontinued hand grenade, and then I had my swords, and I had pistols. And he checked my sword, and he checked my pistols, and he's like, "Okay, you're good." I'm like, "All right."
Pay no attention to the hand grenade on his waist.
Yes.
Right. All right, so are we done with the con talk or anyone else?
I guess, yeah. Like, I might get to have sex with someone wearing their Deadpool outfit.
Right.
God
Deadpool
willing.
Sex.
Do you have to do it with both? Yeah, you both.
At least just a mask on. Just you can take your clothes off.
John couldn't even pee in his outfit. He had to do a 3-week preparation to teach himself not to pee all day.
He really had to do a Navy SEAL training to fucking do his bladder. Yeah.
Like, I was worried that I was going to have to, like, break the seal when I was at the convention. But, like, when I woke up in the morning, I, like, peed, like, 4 times. And I was like, I think I'm good.
I think I realize now why John takes his cons so seriously. Because he rules at these things. Because, like, half of your stories, John, have been, like, you cracking up other people. And, you know, everybody, like, you, this is your forte.
Like, and I keep talking to my agent.
He's no MacGruber.
Because like my agents know that I do stunt work, they kind of know that I dress up. I mean, I always see like all these like TV shows and movies that have people that get actors to dress up like the people, and it's like I can do that. Why I don't understand why not.
Well, speaking of dressing up, I want to share something that I found on BuzzFeed, which I've been obsessed with since I found it. And it's,
oh yes, okay, go ahead.
Might be and the best trend ever. Men are taking pictures of their penises and socks and posting them on the internet with the hashtag cock in a sock to raise awareness for testicular cancer.
Sweet.
Didn't the Chili Peppers do that?
Yeah, on stage.
Or don't they do that so it's not really like an original thing?
It's not it's the cause behind it rather than the fact they were doing like a stage action.
Interesting note, my first girlfriend, like one of her like best guy friends, like took a picture of him in like the snow with his dick in a sock.
All right, Dutch, do me a favor. Right now, while we read the rest of this, go to the bathroom, get a sock, put it on your penis, post it on Instagram, and we'll do the rest.
I like how they all get like long socks.
Oh, you can do it there. Okay, that's fine.
They all have long socks as if like that's like how big their dick is, but it's probably maybe like an inch at most.
You're welcome, ladies. You get a free shot of Dutch.
Where on earth do you find 1-inch socks?
They're called crew socks, and they only go just below the ankle.
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
So yeah, I honestly
just regular socks and your big feet.
I think everyone
put those feet down.
I think everyone at MLR should show support of testicular cancer, i.e., an excuse to pull your dick out and take a photo of it. And yeah, I know John will.
I mean, I'll do it later.
I
already did it.
John,
with the clown.
John, go do it now. Go.
Yeah, John, but this time you're doing it for cancer, so it's good.
Okay. Oh my god.
The funny thing is that I've been looking at this BuzzFeed article for so long that they've taken down the photos that have been taken down from Instagram and have put up new ones of other people that have put them up since then. Because I'm looking at it now.
Oh, look at Dutch. Woo!
Jesus Christ, Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch.
Hold on.
Look at that ass.
Let me zoom in. There it is. All right, hold on. Let's make sure we can take a screen cap, Dutch. Stand up for a second, dummy.
I can't fit my balls in.
Yeah, it was kind of hard there for a second.
All right.
You were kind of hard there for a second?
It was kind of hard to get my balls in there.
Hey, I'm going silent right now because I'm going to go take a picture of my dick in an Argyle sock.
Yeah, mine was a big old ski sock.
Yeah, mine's fancy. I just one-upped you.
The thing is, I wonder how much time BuzzFeed really had to scour through photos to get the ones that aren't of fat people. And by the way, where's Cousin Joe? Because he would totally do this.
They don't make socks that long.
I don't know. He's busy doing drugs in his bathtub, I think.
Something I've also noticed.
Oh, we get it. Okay. If you look at this stupid article, you would think everyone on Instagram has an 8-pack and a V.
Yep.
Go fuck yourself,
bro. No, but the other thing
Jesus Christ.
The other thing I've noticed is that they all have tattoos. I didn't realize so many people had so many tattoos.
Oh, yeah. That's you're hard-pressed to find people our age without tattoos.
Well, I don't have any.
Yeah, that's right. You're a girl.
Didn't say it was impossible. I said it was hard pressed.
I don't have any.
You're a faggot.
I'm just saying. You know.
It's okay. I can call you a faggot because I'm a faggot.
So, how does this stop cancer?
It doesn't.
It raises awareness. It's like you know, forcing the pain. They should do that. The cancer. You know how the female breast cancer society, whatever they call it,
forces the
NFL to wear pink every year.
They should have at least one day
of games where all the dudes have to wear nothing but socks.
Dude, look at the one I just posted. Who has a sock that long? And he's such a hipster. Pisses me off.
He's terrible.
Jesus. Oh, see, this is... Oh, I just looked at the next one. This one's just gay. Because seriously, when you have this many dudes in a row all just... There was some gay action that was happening.
Yeah, now what? Okay, this is ridiculous.
Where were they?
The best, hottest steel mill in town. I don't know. They're just hanging out, bro.
I like the faces that some guys make versus other. Like, if you look at that, they all have a different facial expression. Like, there's some guys who are just like, whoops, I guess my cock's in a sock. And then there's other ones who are like, hey, my cock's in a sock. And then everyone's like, this is serious, guys. There's cancer.
Hey, there's cancer involved. There's cancer. And also my dick's in a sock.
And they're like, ah, and then there's this is a team effort.
You know
guys.
What? I'll take it seriously when Morgan Freeman does it and posts it. Okay. Up until then, it's just a bunch of assholes sticking their dicks in
my
sock.
This is my favorite one because I'm pretty sure in his real life job he's a pirate. Because look at his mustache.
Oh my god,
Becky, look at his cock.
I am.
By the way, Dutch, you notice the trick that some of the guys are trying to use extra long socks so it looks like their dick's bigger? Like, I love it.
That's what I did, exactly.
No, but...
Well, everybody's got to do that because...
Well, why wouldn't you? It's not a trick.
I'm going to use a stocking.
Then what's this Asian guy's excuse for shaking hands with a cute fluffy dog?
The fact that he has really, really straight pubic hair?
Yeah, I guess so.
He does have really, really straight pubic hair. Asians are known for having straight pubic hair. It's a well-known fact.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's very weird, but they do.
You have to get rid of that shit.
I thought it was slanty.
No, that's their vaginas. It's sideways.
Oh.
They're sideways.
Now it makes so much more sense.
I'm glad I could clear that up for you.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
Dutch, what are you... Oh, putting your dick away. Okay, that's a...
Well, dude, I was putting my underwear back on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's okay. You're allowed to.
Seeing with like... With my dick in a sock.
I want Dutch to answer the door like that.
Hello?
I'm gonna continue with the sexy time because this is sexy time hippo juice. Obviously, okay. I'm wearing a corset. Sean is wearing nothing. We're talking about cocks in a sock and John getting molested by Deadpool and female Deadpool. But moving on to a Florida story, so I'm going to have to play the...
Oh, okay.
Well, let me play the Florida story and then...
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
I'm going to fade it in, but then you put in your sexy time music. You can... There you go. That's production right there. Florida man gets trapped in a bathroom during failed panty raid.
Wait, what?
What made it funny, Sean? Was it the failed part?
This is the failed panty raid. I was like, okay, he gets locked in the bathroom. What was he doing?
Panty raid. All right.
Now, Dutch, lower it a little bit. It's a lot. Dutch,
I'm sorry.
Can you explain?
Is it too loud? I can't even tell from here.
Dutch,
can you explain to people what a panty raid is?
A panty raid. I remember panty raids when I was in there was like a strip club I used to go to,
right?
And every like hour on the hour, they had like a panty raid where they would like hit like a siren. I'm not even joking.
That's
like
not,
it, you know, the DJ would come on and then he'd have like this kind of stuff going on. Like,
dude's just stealing bitches' panties all over the place.
Panty raid! Panty raid! Fellas, line up, time to raid some panties.
And then just everyone rapes the girls.
Exactly.
Wow. That sounds really awful.
Panty raid! I remember that. It was a place that I went out to when I was living out east. It was in Pennsylvania. I forget what place it was.
It really sounds... Jesus, Dutch, where were you at? Did someone volunteer as tribute? Fucking the panty raid? Christ almighty.
Panty raid! It was awesome.
All right, I'll actually read the story.
Big,
though.
Fat, black guy DJ who had like a really funny screaming voice, so I can't even imitate the guy.
A man who was allegedly attempting
to... Hold on. That's not what I thought a panty raid was. I usually just get panties and spray Raid on them.
Oh.
That's the way I would do it.
Wait, why would you put Raid?
Raid kills bugs dead.
Boom.
But what? Crabs.
Yup.
A
man who was allegedly attempting to steal panties, towels, and other laundry items was arrested and charged with burglary and...
Hilarity.
Petty theft after a Florida family was able to trap him in a downstairs bathroom in their home over the weekend. I'll pause for effect.
It's a panty raid cellar.
The Gonzalez family was sleeping in their Golden Gate home when a loud noise woke them up. We heard a big boom sound. My husband got up, ran to my kid's room. Mother Janet
Gonzalez? Yeah, my husband thought that... the thing is my husband thought that his 17 candles of Mother Mary fell on the ground, but it turned out... Fucking Cubans and their goddamn candles in every fucking room. It's retarded. Stop it.
Do the candles do anything?
No, yeah, they scream. Yeah, they scared. They scared me as a kid.
Yes.
Because I would try to take a shit in my grandma's house and there'd be five candles. One of us, fucking Catholics and Cubans specifically go so goddamn deep with their saints. Like, they don't go with normal fucking, like, St. John. They go with, like, St. Guadalupe, the patron saint of sandals. And then, like...
Wait, the Guadalupe adult resort? The adult resort sandals?
Yes. And then the Virgin Mary, there's, like, 17 of her. And the fucking... Let's be honest. All she did was get raped by God and have a baby. She didn't do that much work. And then there's candles... Dude, it's ridiculous. Sorry, go ahead.
I love hearing Cuban home living stories from
Royce. Dude, you don't get it, bro. Like, it was bad. Like, a lot of them. And then not only are all the candles, but then there was little like pictures. Like, you know, like when you're in high school, you have like a picture of your sweetheart.
No.
You know, in the mirror. You know, like
I never
you
had
know
that.
You put it in the
a
mirror.
Sweetheart.
So instead of that,
about,
instead
yeah.
of that,
like
it's,
the candy.
It's, instead of pictures of people, there's just pictures of Jesus in every room.
So where,
like Jesus is everyone's boyfriend. I swear to God, there were fucking 5 minute shorts trying to Jesus over your bed so you could jerk off to it.
Well, he did have nice abs.
Yeah, did you see it?
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but it's the truth.
With baseball bats in hand, the family went downstairs to investigate and noticed a bicycle outside with some of their things piled alongside it. It's very odd because the suspect had our laundry detergent, towels, and laundry basket. After looking all over, the family finally realized there was something hiding in the downstairs bathroom. We were all in the living room, and we heard a noise. That's when we realized...
Yep. Didn't mean to hit that.
Just jacking it.
That's when we realized, has someone checked the bathroom? Suspect Manuel Rodriguez was trapped.
Grabbed his machete, because he's Cuban. walked through his house, had way too many mirrors because he's Cuban. Go ahead.
Was trapped in the bathroom.
I got to go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it.
Yeah, thank you, Dee. Dee posted a picture in the chat. That's exactly, exactly. Those candles, they haunt me. They fucking haunt. You don't get it, bro.
But they're good.
No, they're creepy.
They invite the spirits to come into your house and guard you.
No, they're burning the spirit away.
Oh, it's potpourri. It smells like, it's like Yankee candles, but for Cubans.
It's an invitation to the spirits.
Yeah, they're called Yankee candles.
Yankee
candles.
Yankee
candles.
I'm going to Poulis. okay, sorry.
What?
Sorry, so, Marie.
Yeah, he was trapped in the bathroom when deputies arrived.
He put on his Ed Hardy shirt.
Well, he had my little girl's panties in his pockets.
Hot.
And one in the on the sink. To okay. me, the only
how old is this little girl? Is it sick or was she like, okay? How old is this little girl?
Well, they didn't say.
Okay.
They just said little
so
girl.
She was under 10 years old.
Well, no one will ever know. Not from this article.
Well, yeah, you just you go into somebody's house, you steal panties, and then you sell them on eBay to some creepy Japanese guy overseas who pays
oh, that's
like,
funny.
A bunch of money for
Ashley
them.
Says candles. I thought that was Jesus beer.
You son of a bitch. I was going to say, I was just telling him I was going to keep that one for Hippo Text.
Guess what?
No, it's called Jesus beer.
How about I read it now because it was funny?
Jesus cerveza.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you want to end the bit, we can do that.
No, I don't want to end the bit. No,
yeah, let's threaten. End. Do yeah. not threaten me, sir.
Just saying. I
will throw you.
I
will throw holy water on you, which my
told him.
I will throw holy water on you, which my grandparents also have in their house for some reason.
Because what if you need to exorcise a demon?
Well, but what? Is he fat?
This is awful because this has been happening for weeks, and it's
what that I can predict Royce's jokes before he even says them.
It's been going on for weeks, and it's really starting to get to Royce.
I feel like I'm in a bad Nick Cage movie where she has this power where she can just kind of know what I'm about to say.
Yeah, hey, were you just about to say what I thought you were gonna say?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my god, I saw that firsthand when you guys were here.
And
I forget
crazy.
What the joke was that you both said, but Marie. You thought you guys were going to go together, and Marie just took her hard right, and you got up and left.
Yeah, I had to walk away. I walked away.
Oh, she took a hard right, all right.
I don't understand what that means, but sure.
Okay, so what happened with this Cuban and his panties?
I don't know. That was the end of the article. I'm telling you, there is no more to this story. He probably jerked off. He got a good old time with the panties in the sink and kept the panties in his pocket and went to jail.
Yeah, you sell
the panty jail.
You go. It was probably just. Like
why does the smell of Cuban food linger for 7 days after you cook it? That's another thing.
I think it's the mojo.
It's all the oils.
Whatever.
It's delicious.
It is. I'm not. I love it. I'm not saying it's not.
Oella's going to get very upset.
I love it, but my point is that the smell will linger for like a dead body for many days.
Do you have to?
You'll be like. I'll be like.
Do
you
have to?
Hey, did you cook? Yeah, 3 days ago. Oh,
so?
Okay.
It's because
yeah,
they use onions.
It's like Indian food.
They use onions and garlic and a lot of fried food, and the oil keeps the smell of the very pungent other things in the house.
Well, I cooked in here the other day. It smelled like chicken for hours.
Yeah. So, shut up. Yeah.
He's talking about days.
Of our lives.
She's an idiot, right?
Yeah. Am I an idiot or South Daytona policeman ordered $80 worth of shots set fired a
Marie,
trash can an idiot?
Nice.
Good segue.
Look at that. Look at professional Marine.
Marie.
Look at
taking the stick.
Yeah.
The spirit stick.
Super podcaster.
South Daytona. A Volusia County man has been arrested after South Daytona police said.
I said
a boy.
You see, Daytona destroys people. It's awful.
Yep. He set fire to a trash can in a bar bathroom.
Woo!
In a bar bathroom.
Only right. Some Fireball whiskey made some in the bathtub.
And got into a fight with several people.
With several snakes.
What?
As he tried to leave.
Smell like 700 snakes in here.
Fire. So I guess he set fire to a trash can
shots.
And punched his way out.
Yeah! Fuck this place!
Police said Jason Buchanan walked into
whoa,
a bar.
More like Jason Arm
Buchanan.
John, would you like to reenact Jason Buchanan's evening events? I feel like
yes. You have- hey there, Marky. Let me get me some of them shots right there. Oh, I gotta step in and empty my other leg. Woo, yeah, it's a fire. Woo, go time. Punch, smash, punch.
Let me stop you right there, and that is a lower Madea, sir. You're gonna have to tweak that. That is just a lower octave Madea. He walked in.
Punch me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm gonna punch you again.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch you again.
All right. He walked into a bar. He walked into a bar.
He owned it. Oh, I thought it was a joke.
He walked into a bar.
Oh, I said, ow.
He walked into a bar. Any more bar?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite song. Yeah, woo.
All right. He's getting a little rowdy because he ordered $80 worth of shots of alcohol.
Is that a lot?
That's a check. I'm gonna try one on that McDonald's down the street.
It's like four shots on South Beach.
No, 80 is not the equivalent. Oh, $80 worth. It's because it's expensive on South Beach. That was a highbrow joke.
Get it? Because nobody should ever go to South Beach when they visit South Florida.
Nobody should ever visit Florida. No, you go to South Beach when you visit South Florida, just pregame somewhere else.
Yeah, like your house. Yeah. And then get drunk and drive somewhere. Intoxicated.
Yes. I don't think that's good advice.
Smart stuff.
What do you know about driving drunk, Dutch?
Oh, everything. So far.
Not how to do it well or how not to get caught.
He knows what not to do.
What's that?
Not drink and drive.
Oh.
Wait, do you know that by now?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Just checking. Merch knows it too.
Yeah.
You guys are buddies now. According to investigators, Buchanan.
They had accordions?
According?
Those are weird
accordions.
Accordion investigators? That sounds so loud.
It's really obnoxious, too. They're really into Weird Al Yankovic for some reason.
It's very odd.
Right? Fantastic.
Instead of, like, their police siren, it's just accordions. Weep, weep, weep. Right, Ashley?
Yes.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
He downed all $80.
Got a beef with the bagpipe boys.
Buchanan downed all $80 worth of the shots and then set fire to the trash can.
So he didn't pour the alcohol into the garbage can.
No, he just poured it into his mouth.
Poured it into his mouth hole.
He drank that shit.
So he maybe had like six shots and then he set a trash can on fire?
Sean, you're belittling the story and I don't appreciate it.
You're bewitching the story.
I'm just trying to comprehend what would...
Are you saying that you could have done this better?
Well, six shots is not going to make me set a trash can on fire.
What? Okay, this isn't...
Oh, six shots, $80? What kind of shots were they, did they say?
No.
Was it six shots?
Sean is assuming that it's like $10 a shot, so eight shots.
No, it's about $8 a shot.
Well, he said
so
six shots, though, yep. So he's assuming it's 12.
10 shots.
Still not going to make me light a trash can on fire.
Straight up something?
What?
No, there's no shot in the world that should cause. Well, not
shot,
in the world.
Shot. Sorry.
Not if you're going to a regular bar and you're willing to have a bunch. You know what I mean? Like they're not gonna. It wasn't like he went on and got a Johnny Walker the very first bottle type of shot.
You don't know that he didn't.
You don't know he didn't.
It's not in this article. You can't prove
something
it.
Something about with the story. And by the way, John, wait. I'm gonna isolate that. You know, you're not setting trash cans on fire when you have one shot.
No.
We're assuming he had a lot.
I'm reading down the article.
What does it say?
He's an asshole.
Want to share with us?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
No, I don't want to share. I just want to keep it to myself.
Come on.
Keep it to yourself.
Oh, man, come on. Please.
All right.
No.
Okay, so he downs all the shots. He goes into the bathroom. He sets a trash can on fire. And when he goes to leave, multiple people try and stop him.
He takes a selfie.
He takes a selfie. And police said he punched them all in the face, including one man over 70 years old.
In the face because she was a pussy.
And side note, the fire did not do any serious damage.
But they
did do funny damage. Sorry.
I can only imagine him punching a 70-year-old man in the face.
The guy just walked in. He's like,
Coco punch!
I'm just imagining like him just like running out like this, just like air punching everything that gets in his way.
Yeah.
Probably was.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's in a defensive position because first of all, he set a trash can on fire in the bathroom and he was probably panicking.
What an ass.
That was classic misdirection on him. Everyone's trying to do that while he's running away.
It's drunk, light shit on fire, and then just starts punching everyone. Great is that?
This guy rule. Actually, I really like this guy now.
I don't know
he
why.
He sounds like he's just trying to have a good time.
punching 70-year-olds. Who gives a shit?
Whoa, whoa, what would you set that on fire for? Fuck you, man.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to do my thing, man.
I serve my country.
Hey, I'm going to run out of this career. I'm going to run out of this bathroom, swinging my arms like this, and if my fists connect with your face, it's your own fault.
All right, so what ended up happening to J.J. Stoner?
He's just trying to do a show, man.
Trying to punch old people, man.
This wasn't a story about J.J. Stoner?
Just trying to drink a bunch of shots and get kicked out of a bar, man.
All right, I know we have a little bit more time in the before the break, and we have one more Florida Man story, so I'm going to try to get through it a little fast. Florida Man attacks a girlfriend's ex-husband with a Grim Reaper blade.
Sweet! That is awesome.
It was his time.
Well, he was just out in the field, you know, cutting down some wheat. With
some children of the
By
corn.
By the way, how do you say that word? I've never been able to figure out.
Sith?
Scythe?
Scythe?
Scythe? Okay.
I don't think so. It's not called Return of the Scythe.
Pretty sure I've watched enough of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey that it's called a scythe.
Your shoelaces are untied.
Oh.
Just for you, Johnny boy. No one else got that joke.
I got it.
What? Okay, go
you sank it. My battleship.
I love that movie. Sorry.
Station.
It's all right.
Station.
This motherfucker's from West Palm Beach.
They don't fall around there, bro.
Because everyone in West Palm Beach has a scythe, apparently.
Why wouldn't you? There's sugar
is
cane.
It a Gucci scythe?
A Gucci scythe. Gucci, Fendi.
It's
Prada.
Boss, bro. It's embroidered boss.
All right, he allegedly attacked another man with the scythe, which is pretty much the same kind of curved blade the Grim... We know!
We get it.
Don't talk down to me,
I
Chris
watch Sons
Joseph.
Of Anarchy. I get it.
Chris Joseph is an faggot. Asshole. I know what the fuck that is. And if I didn't, I'm already on the fucking internet and I can Google that shit.
It was in your headline article, you shithead.
Marie, bing
yeah,
it.
He already fucking... Oh, yeah. We're bigging things
we're
now.
We're bigging
no,
things
now. Why? We don't Google
because
it.
We're hipsters. We're binging things.
I'm surprised you guys remembered that from last week.
Bing it. Remember?
We're binging that shit.
Bang it.
We're calling it grass.
Carlos Vasquez, age 24, should have a Sith from that name. Scythe. And,
Scythe.
So
see.
Sock. Sirth. Worth.
God, you guys are illiterate.
A worth.
Sounds like a jiu-jitsu fighter. Next in the corner, Carlos Vasquez, straight out of São Paulo, Brazil.
That is a good, by the way, that is a fantastic voice. That's fantastic UFC guy voice. I liked it. To the tail of the tape.
Well, this dude's now facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after he came at the alleged victim, Kevin Coleman, when Coleman came up to pick up his daughter at his ex-wife's home, according to police report.
Come on me, bro.
He also got charged with attempt of soul stealing.
No, I don't think that's real.
It's not?
Why?
Can you prove it?
Can you disprove it?
He had a scythe. Can you disprove it?
That's what I said.
Yeah, I did it better.
It's true. I can't argue that. John is a boy and I am a girl, so.
Yeah. But you are wearing a corset.
Yeah.
Of course she is.
You did the pun on John.
More like a borset.
Abortions?
Nailed it.
Had an aborset.
More like a borset. Because he's bored.
Get no, it? It's because, no, that's what you use when you try to take out a second trimester baby out of
you
a
you squeeze horn. It as tight as possible and it comes out like gravy. I got you, boy.
Ew. Boom.
Next.
In the butt,
God, all this talk about abortions is making me super wet.
So Coleman claims that he stopped by his ex-wife's
Gary
home.
Gary Coleman was there?
Gary yes. Coleman?
Yes. What are you talking about, Grim Reaper?
He was a death.
The report says Coleman's visit wasn't unannounced. He and his ex had arranged for him to stop by to visit their 4-year-old daughter. When he got to the home, he honked the horn because he was horny to announce his arrival.
Wait a second. I don't think that's what it said. He honked because he was horny now.
You honk if you're horny, right?
You're right, but not all the time.
All those signs tell you to.
Sean,
I hope that was his fucking horn.
Yeah, Duke's a hazard, yeah.
Sean, do you only honk when you're horny?
Yes.
Like, what if there's a car in front of you and you're not horny?
He's horny all the time.
Okay. That's my secret. I'm horny
always,
all the time.
I'm always horny.
And he turns to the Hulk. He's a horny Hulk.
So they arrive at the home, and that's when they see Vasquez, who his ex-wife's current boyfriend, charging at him, yelling, "Get the hell away from here!"
Who's obviously Puerto Rican.
It's a grieves.
Dirk Durr.
Dirk Durr.
How much damage can one do with a scythe? Because
I don't know. I haven't played Final Fantasy in a while.
Oh, I mean, I guess like if you threw it. you know. And
well, hold on, was it like the full size one, or was it like the
pocket
actual
size?
Practical one?
Oh, what a little pocket size.
Yeah. Pocket size one. The one you have your keychain. I got this on the internet.
We're talking Boy Scout scythe or like straight up. You
don't
know,
tell me now.
Do you Johnny in the Field have? Type scythe. Yeah.
Me forever. Oh, oh, oh. Sorry, I had to finish it.
Jumping over there because it was pretty bad.
What's she doing over there?
All right, so Coleman apparently tried to explain why he was here and Vasquez was having none of it. He grabbed his scythe with a 12-inch long blade and he allegedly began to threaten to kill Coleman. Coleman Sweet. Jumped back into his car and took off. Then he called the cops. What a pussy. The report right? says that Coleman did not suffer any injuries. So why'd you call the cops?
Because he's a pussy.
Yeah, he's a puss.
Oh, yeah, we already pussy. Identified that.
Sounds like you should have called the Ghostbusters.
What?
Where we're call? Pussy-ass, coward-ass, pussified pussies.
Jesus, wow.
The report also says while officers were interviewing Coleman...
and a gentleman...
Vasquez threatened to kill him or threatened him again, saying he would shoot his girlfriend and ex-husband in the face.
In the face.
In the face.
In the face.
That was the one I was supposed to isolate this weekend. I forgot.
Dummy.
Yeah, you
dumb,
are.
Dumb, beautiful bastard.
Do it when you're in jail. You'll have time.
Ew. Yeah. It'll play, do they allow you?
Can you use your laptop? Remind me.
He's not going to be able
can
to have
use
his
your laptop?
Laptop. No, he's not no. going to be
but
able to
But he has
have
a work
that.
Release.
What about your iPhone?
He has a work release
No, program. You can't have those things.
Dutch, can you at least
I
have a PSP?
I don't think you're allowed to. No, no.
Are you sure?
No.
Well, that's that jail to, like, sounds terrible.
It's not a good.
It sounds horrible.
Oh my God.
Well, what
do
about
they have? How's their Wi-Fi? Is it good or bad?
We've been over this.
Do you get 3G or 4G?
Yeah, like
neither.
Because if it's Edge, fuck that place, bro. I'm not right. gonna even. I don't get out of bed for less than 4G.
At least tell me the gourmet sandwiches are good.
They're not. Yeah,
I mean, do they have roasted peppers?
No. There's no peppers.
Hold on then. I'm not going to eat. Oh, I'm going to eat a sandwich with our roasted peppers. Oh, fuck you, bro. I'm sorry,
but
that ain't
happening.
Do
they give you goat cheese or brie?
No, they give you processed shit cheese. Government cheese.
Now, how's their caviar? Like, scale 1 to 10. Is it good? Is it bad?
There's no caviar.
Really?
You don't like caviar.
This is terrible.
This is just really sad.
It's not fun.
So you're telling me Dutch won't be able to do work for us while he's in jail?
Now,
he's
if I order something medium, is it going to come with a hot pink center?
No.
Okay, then fuck it. I'm not eating there.
You're not even going to be able to.
Can I order
No, you're not.
Like, what if I order Pizza Hut?
Do they have room service? Will they bring it to yourself?
No, they're going to give you bologna sandwiches.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's bologna.
Never heard of it.
It's in between two pieces of bread.
I've heard of bread.
And you should have heard of it because you're full of it. Oh!
And that's...
Warlife Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX. Max of Vapor. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
If
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. Oh my God, it's Danny Glover. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the drunk say?
On your fuck. Oof. Ah!
What the drunk say?
I'm not one that judges penises.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can't understand what the...
What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay? Oh, let me, see this from,
What the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the, racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio.
Dear Archer, you are a stud. Who would play you in a live-action movie? Denise.
Well, obviously it could only be Burt Reynolds. Duh. Although we need to get an eye surgeon to replace Burt's eyeballs with the steely blue eyes of Mr. Ed Harris. Which, though, would leave Ed Harris blind. But that's fine. Who cares about Ed Harris anymore?
Dear Archer, I own a sandwich cart in Portland and would like to add a sandwich named after you to my menu. What's your favorite sandwich? Schadenfreudian.
My favorite sandwich, I guess the filling would be money, and the bread would be two lawyers vigorously prosecuting any unauthorized use of my name and or likeness. I'm kidding. Go nuts. You know, just make sure there's ham on it. Oh, shit. You could call it the ham page, huh? You know, once we agree on the licensing fee.
Hey, this is John Benjamin, and you're listening to It's More Like Radio.
Back from break on Hippo Juice. The number to call in is 954-573-2780, hashtag Hippo Juice, on Twitter or Facebook to get in contact with the show. So, we have a couple things I want to get to. I guess I'll get to this one. We'll do this one first here.
I know the question that's been on everyone's mind since, you know, the greater part of this decade.
Yes, I put my pants back on.
No, nobody cares.
Well, I'm glad I know now, so I can sleep better. But
way to spell.
I know, you know, a lot of people come in and go out, and fame goes away and comes back, you know, but everyone's wondering, you know, what is Coolio doing these days?
Ooh!
Still hanging on to his dreadlocks even though he's losing all of his hair?
Why would you wonder that?
Because Coolio is a very important person.
To who?
To me. He was a good part of my child life.
Did he sell you your corset?
Taught me what gangsters were all about?
And then Weird Al told me what other people are all about.
Right, it was great. Amish people were about. It's amazing.
So, yeah.
I don't understand any of this.
Well, listen here. I know you miss hearing Coolio on the radio, but he hasn't disappeared fully. He's on YouTube now.
What is a radio?
He's back in POG form.
Oh, yay. Those are back.
He has a cooking show on YouTube called Cooking with Coolio.
Oh,
Is it kind of like Vanilla Ice when he like builds stuff?
Yeah, no. He starts redecorating houses.
What? You guys want to see the video?
Yes.
Which one are you going to play? The one where he makes a Capri salad?
Yeah, if the audio works, it'd be great.
That would be great if that.
Give me a second because it might just be his stupid channel.
No, it's YouTube. They're gay.
Yeah, I know. Playback devices. Let me just make sure.
I was going to say, we can keep listening to these.
Yes, please, if you don't mind, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're a radio professional.
Didn't this song, like, break his career? Like,
break it, like, bad? Or
yeah, like,
break it,
breaking
no,
bad.
No, not like Breaking Bad, not like Heisenberg, but, like ruined his career. Thank you.
No, it propelled him to stardom. Like, that was a huge hit for a while there. I think it was, like, 94-ish when that came out.
No, but I mean, like, when Weird Al...
No
like,
one's listening to... Oh, Weird Al or... Oh, okay. I don't know. I think Weird Al had a few more that were... Man, 94. Yeah, that was right around the time that he started getting big. Maybe. Yeah. Do you got it, Royce?
Yeah, I just... One second. One more.
Things are going. I don't know. All right.
Tell me why.
Now, How many?
You're having a terrible time tonight.
I know. How many of his videos are about cooking with pot? Because I assume he's high... Often.
Has he fucking called yet?
Got it. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Get ready, because the acting's really good, okay?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, party.
I haven't pulled up. Stop. You'll fuck me up.
No, I haven't.
I'm already freaking out. Okay, here we go.
Are you ready to party, Mr. Graham?
Hey, man, look here, man. He'll be here when he get here.
Yeah, okay? But you were supposed to make sure he's here. He's not fuss. Here, it's and not we're my already all set up. People man. Stand around waiting for nothing,
hey,
man.
Well, I can do the show myself.
You want to do it yourself? Maybe fuck second it. Season we'll do it with recipe. Ja Riz, but right
I know
now,
the recipe.
It's cool.
You don't know the recipe.
You know?
The acting's really good, right?
Man, what's all this madness?
There he is, bro.
Yeah, we're trying to direct something. What are you going to direct something?
I'm directing right here, okay?
Man, I got the
scene lights, please, lights. Scene one.
Wait, are they cooking or just arguing?
Let's go. Yo, what's up? Welcome to
Coolio. He's cooking up some Haterade.
Is somebody going to pull a gun on me in this video?
Maybe.
Are you ready?
Oh, of course there's hoes.
Have you ever been, like, late and you had to make something real quick?
Quick.
And your girlfriend is one of them salad-eating bitches?
Salad-eating bitches?
I tell you what.
Is your girlfriend one of them salad-eating bitches?
Salad-eating bitches.
I'm going to teach you how to make a salad that'll get them panties salad. Right off. This is called Coolio's Caprese Salad.
Wait, a salad that gets women's basil. Panties basil. Off?
Yeah.
Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar.
Olive oil.
Olive oil.
Mozzarella.
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 Stop repeating.
And
Mozzarella, bro.
Seasons. Don't forget about that.
Look at the hoes, bro. Giving them shit.
Yeah. It's in your face.
We're going to do this healthy, and we're going to do this right. It's time to cook, biatch.
Why isn't he singing?
I will, for purposes of this show, chop this tomato just so you can see that I know how to use my knife. See, I'm pretty good with this knife, and I'm pretty good with a sword, nunchucks, and a pistol.
What?
Now, I like my tomato really thick.
Why doesn't he just shoot the tomato then?
Make about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 to 9 slices.
He skipped 7.
And you chop it just like that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get that tomato 7, 8, 9 in the center like that. I'm going to take that onion.
Yeah.
That AC Jerez just chopped. Uh-huh. And I'm going to just.
Does he just have two bitches hanging out behind
yeah,
him?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Literally.
When I watch like Emerald, he doesn't have a posse cooking with him.
Man. Yeah, he just gets fatter.
Do it. Hey, Jerez is going to show you how to position that. It's all about presentation, baby.
I would not eat anything that those fucking idiots touched.
I'm pretty sure he never washed his hands.
No.
Is good, Chaka Zulu.
He looks like a greasy cadaver at this point.
Now, what you want to do next is you want to take a little salt. You know what I'm saying? This is my little salt bag.
Salt bag. Who keeps salt in a bag? Oh, cocaine.
It's cocaine, yeah.
Pooch. And that would be too much, so we're going to dust that and sink that. Okay, now, a little pepper. Get that around
here. He's really good, Dad,
guys.
Here we
go. You take a little... Or this here olive oil.
Doesn't the salad look good?
I've seen a lot on tomatoes.
You don't want to get too much oil on it because
oil on it.
An oily salad ain't shit.
An oily salad ain't shit, guys. How long have I been saying that, guys? Seriously.
What I'm doing with this balsamic is I'm filling in those empty spaces. And what's that for?
What's that for?
Presentation, baby. Make it look good. Look good? Smell good?
Why are you screaming at me?
It's good. That's right.
Step your game.
Rachel Ray never yells at me.
But I like it because it's green.
Never ask.
Red, white, and green. You know, colors of the Mexican flag.
Why? What?
It just make it look good. Now,
I'm pretty sure salads are Mexican.
All the basil on top of the tomato. And there you go. We got one more special ingredient. This is the secret. Now, if you want to know what this is, you got to go to mydamnchannel.com to find out.
Yeah,
because I can't tell you everything.
That's marijuana.
I'm already giving you my secrets. Just a little bit of that. What is that? No. I bet you wish you knew.
No, I don't care.
Saka!
I'm never. If I was going to make this, I'd look it up. I'd look up another recipe that is involved
no
a divots, fucking shitty wrapper.
No dips and no wrinkles. Oh, wee! Coolio Caprese salad, baby. I love it.
This is a bit, right? This is
no.
Like
he has a full season.
To the table.
He has a full season on
this.
YouTube.
And what you
want to
do?
Why hasn't the cooking network picked
basil,
him up?
A little.
Would you like to? Because it means Dutch.
Because he's Coolio.
You know what I think the problem is? Is that he needs to see him make fork steak and garlic bread.
Oh, okay. That's true. That's
gonna say that was a one ingredient salad. It was just tomatoes.
Yeah.
Well, because he was making Capri salad, and Capri pants.
Capri Sun.
All right, this is, let's see here.
This is you shutting up.
Today we're going to do some charity work, okay? We're going to find a college
court-mandated charity work.
Court-mandated.
Top ramen-eating motherfucker. And we're going to teach him how to cook a healthy, inexpensive meal. Hey, there's one right there.
It feels like he's just pitching making a bunch of different pilots.
Let me holler at you for a second.
Let me holler at you.
Holler for a dollar.
The acting's good.
I'm trying to help you, man.
The acting's good, right? Dutch?
I'm a white guy.
Dutch?
This is so set up.
Dutch?
I'm a white guy. Did you hear that? What the fuck is going on?
This has to be a goof.
No, it's really good.
How is that a cooking show?
Welcome to another episode of Cooking with Coolio.
Welcome to another episode. I don't know where to put the boom mic.
The ghetto gourmet.
I'm pretty sure this is kidnapping.
These are my sauce girls, and that's my AC, Jerez.
Oh, shit.
Not Dre. Jerez.
Shut up. Be still. Stand up.
Okay.
What's your name, man?
Josh. Holy shit, you're Coolio.
Calm down, Josh.
Did he just kidnap somebody?
Josh, this here is steak. This is not a prime cut of beef.
Duct tape on his face.
It's not a choice.
Was Josh seriously surprised that was Coolio? He didn't know he was going on a show called Cooking with Coolio.
He was kidnapped.
No, I'm pretty sure he was just kidnapped
and eat it with a fork.
I'm not going to put no fake ass tenderizer on it or nothing. I'm not even going to need a knife to cut this steak when it's
done. Why is there duct tape on his face?
The first thing I'm going to do
Why aren't the police here? They're filming his kidnapping. That's illegal.
Rub it in.
Yeah.
Okay, after you rub it in.
But his face is covered in duct tape.
Dime bag of seasoning salt right here.
No, dime bag of
seasoning salt. Dime bag of seasoning salt.
No one is answering me. Why is his face covered in duct tape?
Oh, because that's drugs.
Because he was kidnapped.
Oh, Dutch, I'm sorry.
The entire head?
Well, no, Dutch. The thing is, it's because they're cooking with Coolio.
And we're going to do it just like that.
His face is wrapped in duct tape.
Right, because they're cooking with Coolio.
And we're going to liberally sprinkle
his entire head, though.
Right, because he's entirely cooking with Coolio.
Why are you so focused on this?
If you miss anything,
I can't focus on anything else.
Why?
Holy crap, Coolio's in our chat room right now.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Coolio's here right now, guys.
No way.
I bet he's going to tell us how to make salads out of ramen noodles.
Just work that up. Hey, listen, man, you have to be still making. If I get some of this balsam vinegar on my nice flamingo shirt, homie, you're going to have a problem.
His face.
I'm going to hit him with those onions. Onions and meat. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you don't like onions, you don't have to use onions.
Don't use it.
I'm going to put about a quarter cup of beer on there, Josh, and then I'm going to have a drink.
Yeah. Can you sit there, too?
I'm not finding any.
He's 50 years old, by the way.
I'm not finding any of this informative, guys. I don't know about you.
Now, Josh, what I'm going to do.
Okay,
I'm
but. Take okay, here's the thing.
I'm going to put a mushroom in that corner.
Like there's a guy with duct tape all over his face, right?
No, not his face, his entire head.
Because he's cooking with Coolio.
It's like duct tape. Well, duct tape man.
Duct tape.
How is he going to see what Coolio's doing if he has duct tape all over his face?
Because he can smell it.
I'm going to hit you with this garlic bread.
Why is he going to hit him with garlic bread?
No, sir, I don't.
That's ghetto Italian.
I like the sound of that.
Okay, but he's still, I like the sound of that. He's still not more freaked out about still being tied up with duct tape on his face.
Hey, I'd like this cooking show more if my head wasn't completely enveloped with duct tape.
Yeah, well, I like if you shut the fuck up.
Don't slash it on.
Sorry, cool.
We're
going to
just drop some cheese in there. Look at that. Don't be scared. Don't
I believe
you kidnapped him. Of course he's going to be frightened.
He's going to have to be scared.
Is this a YouTube-sponsored show?
I mean, my damn channel. I don't know what that is.
For the whole 30 seconds,
okay, so okay,
to
he's got to be getting paid something for this.
I can't anymore. I just can't.
Well, because he needs money.
He's 50 years old.
It's really good, like, because the problem is that there's not enough rappers out there teaching me how to make cheesy garlic bread. Like, when you think of rappers, you think, oh, yeah, you know, they're going to help the kids, but, like, they're not going to help the kids eat a delicious meal.
Dennis says that he could totally take the Food Network to Schoolio.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, that's right. That's a good point. Why was he using... Thank you, D. Why was he using so much mayo for garlic bread? I've made garlic bread. I've never used mayo. Does anyone else use mayo for garlic bread?
Well
no, we're not. No, we're not unhealthy and black.
No, I'm not going to watch the show. I don't care that much. But I'm just curious.
I don't care at all.
Coolio in the chat says measuring ingredients is for suckers.
Measuring ingredients.
Yeah.
No, if.
If for suckers.
If for suckers.
It's for suckers.
Yeah, man, if.
And then he corrected himself quickly afterwards.
Hey, Coolio does a lot of things, but when Coolio makes a typo, Coolio corrects his typos.
Coolio does.
I'll have you know. One thing about Coolio, he does not fuck around.
So when
that
can
is
I,
one thing we know about Coolio.
When can I buy the DVD with commentary on cooking with
no,
Coolio?
No, you're not going to
buy that. With this, it's a DVD with ramen-tary.
Don't let, no, not, God damn it. Speaking of ramen,
cooking.
That's how you make that prison spread, Joel. When you go in for your 30 days there, you get some ramen and maybe some like mayonnaise or something and some chips when you get your commissary and shit, and then maybe like some kind of beef or meat, some substance. You mix it all together.
When do you toss the salad?
After dinner.
That's for dessert.
So, Dutch, can I ask you a question? I wanted to finally bring this up because there's been awkwardness around it.
No.
So it's going to be done now. Sorry.
It's going to happen.
All right.
Why? There's rumors on in the grapevine. That
Kelly and I broke up.
Shut up. Let me set it up. Do not ruin my thing.
I'm not doing this.
No,
you're ruining my thing.
Forget it. I don't want to do it now.
Now it's ruined.
Of course you can't. I just ruined it.
No. Okay.
You ruined everything.
Why?
I did. I'm
what
sorry.
What happened? What happened, Dutch?
I just, you know, we were at, you know, we both felt differently about the relationship. Yeah, she felt one way about it. I felt a different way. Figured might as well just, why waste her time? Why waste my time? Just break up with her.
It's not you, it's me.
So
I didn't say that.
So
generic answer.
Where, What happened?
What happened?
Marie.
What happened?
What happened?
Let's see. It was
was leading up? Like, how did the weekend?
I've been feeling this way for about 6 months.
So this happened. So you guys were like this during the wedding.
Yes. And that's actually what kind of put the nail in the coffin.
What? Wait a second. Now you're hold on.
You're blaming
Dutch.
Them
shut
for
up.
Their wedding?
Only Dutch can turn his breakup and blame it on me and Marie's wedding. The fucking set of
can
balls
I
on you, Dutch.
Explain it real
the
quick.
Set no. of fucking balls.
No, you can't.
Okay. Go ahead. I want to listen. Go ahead.
Well, basically, you know, I've been feeling this way, and I was just like, oh, maybe, you know, whatever. You're just feeling down about it. You don't really want to break up with her. You know, I've been feeling negatively towards, you know, the relationship because, you know, I don't know, like we had had an argument about a month or two earlier. So basically like 7 months ago about the whole, you know, getting married or having kids. Not that, you know, she was saying do it. It was just we were having a conversation about it. And my remark was, I never want to get married and never want to have kids.
I actually remember that. We talked about it.
Yes.
D in the chat says, so basically she feels like she felt like she loved Dutch and Dutch felt like maybe he wanted to put his penis in another sock.
Nope. It had basically,
here's it. Dutch is curing cancer. That's why he did it. Now I feel bad. Right. Of course.
No, I didn't want to fuck anybody else. And obviously, I had nothing to do with that at all.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
I don't believe that.
I haven't even gone out.
You fucked me.
You did go out. You said you said yesterday on Dutch and Royce that you went out to this club where they had Mercer's on. He's looking at where they had the videos that would change with the DJ booth. So bullshit, you have gone out.
Oh,
don't fucking lie to me.
Sorry,
I blacked out. I was so drunk.
No. Here, hold on.
That's right. I forgot because I was fucking three chicks.
It was at Johnny's, dude. That's like my neighborhood bar. I go there all the time. So I don't
get out. Johnny's is a gay bar in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, and also in Colorado.
It's not Hello Johnny's. It's Southside Johnny's. That's the bar that I took you guys to.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool bar.
Go down on
right,
me, Johnny's.
I go the whole time.
Oh, we went there with you and Kelly. I remember.
That's I don't count that. That's not a nightclub. That's just, you know, it's my bar.
That's your bar? Like your designated alcoholic spot? Or
so, I mean.
So, no, but because I know what happened like after a weekend together. So, like. What was your thought process
so what
leading
really
up to it?
Solidified it for me was is that like okay, you know, I've been putting it off, going no, you're gonna feel differently. You're not, you know, it's not, you know, you don't want to break up with her. It's just you're feeling you're just an idiot who overthinks everything. And it was after the wedding, going, you know, because that's the first time we ever traveled anywhere together.
First time
was going
ever?
Down to you guys' wedding.
Ever traveling,
and I drove you guys around.
Yes, you did.
Oh, good job. John. Now he's going to blame John.
John asserts himself.
Now, John's
now he's getting hurt.
In my fancy Lexus,
how
driving two.
Dare you?
Two bring happy people.
Ruined relationship. No, the thing is, she never made me unhappy. It wasn't about that. It was just the fact that
you're a piece
after
of shit.
That, I was like, I don't feel better about the relationship. I really don't.
Are you guys
I'm
ready?
Not in love with. I wasn't in love with her at the time.
Are you guys ready for a real diagnosis now? Can we just.
I thought you liked her boobs.
Can we be straight up?
Sure.
All right. Look, I know what Dutch went through because I went through it too, like up until February. See, Dutch got to a point where this chick was everything she said was just, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to kill it. No, everything she said would just make him go, you know, like you just get to a point with certain people. And I know exactly what Dutch was going through. Because
when the way they sip their coffee just enrages you.
There were certain girls that I banged when I was living in Tampa that for a while when I went out, people were like, "Damn, that's a bad bitch," you know. And you're like, "Cool." Right? When you're like out with, how do I say this? Not like, you know, there's nothing wrong with her, but I'm just saying when you're hanging out with your buddies, right? Say you're hanging out with 10 friends, right? And you have like the fifth hottest girlfriend, you know what I mean, in the group. And you kind of like, no, it's, dude, I just went through this with Austin and it was the same thing. I had like, I always had like the, like, you know, like where there's nothing wrong with her, but you're just like, you know, something nicer.
It's an interesting theory.
No, it's not an interesting theory. It's I can say it because I'm not you.
I mean, it's real simple. Women are the equivalent of cars. You buy one year.
And they depreciate immediately.
As soon as you take them off the lot.
And fill them with gasoline.
As soon as you fuck them the first time, their value depreciates. They lose 70% of their face value.
So after like a year or two or three of driving that piece of shit around, you're going to want to get a newer model. So
I'm not saying it's not a piece of
shit. Dealer says get the Gap insurance.
Have you
it's
seen
not a matter.
She's a lot, dude. She's a good person. She's
I'm
a lovely girl.
You, and I'm not saying she's not. I'm not saying you don't honestly think
right,
that.
No.
But I know what Dutch was going through, and he was unhappy, and she was making him unhappy, and she wasn't even doing anything wrong. It was just. It was just the of it.
I
you know,
just,
like,
wanna,
just go
I just
away, bro. Like, how much, bro, how much eye rolling did you do when you guys used to go out? Like,
it wasn't even that, dude. It's just I knew she was in love with me and I wasn't in love with her.
But that's
that,
what I mean.
You want and the short of it. That's essentially what it was.
And but after a while, that shit festers, man, and it starts to creep you out. You ever come home to a girl, like, dude, when I was working at Deja Vu and I would come home and Austin would be like, come to bed with me. And I'd be like, stop, shut up. Like, I just walked in the door. You get to that point where you're like, where they're literally just, they're being reasonable. They're like, oh my God, you just worked 12 hours. Come lay in bed with me. And you're like, ah. Just leave me alone.
I just want to play video games. Leave me alone.
And then you end up hating them, and it's not fair. It's not nice. But he did the right thing. I mean, honestly, you had more balls than I do because I should have left.
It took me longer
broad.
To do it than I should have, man. I should have done it, you know, when I first started feeling that way. But I just kept in my head going, "No, you're just overthinking it. You're just being a you know, bitter asshole. She's great. She's fine." And then nothing changed after a while. And then it was like I said, it was after traveling with her and going to the wedding. I'm like, I don't feel differently. I should feel. Better about the relationship going, oh, okay, that's something we can attain to. Marriage or now, like I said, it just did never, it
blame
never sat
us
right.
Again.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
So
I'm
because,
not you.
Because
I'm
I oh, love my fault. Husband, you broke up with your girlfriend.
Yep.
Is that sense. How you translated?
That's it's, what I got.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really is. It's true.
That's what I'm getting from this whole story.
What I'm getting from this is. You brought a lovely girl to our wedding and I became friends and now I'm in that position where
oh so it's about I'm sorry
where,
I inconvenienced
where,
your friend
yes
I'll give
where
you props
us ladies of MLR are like well now shit
dude I take my hat off to Dutch because honestly you
you're not wearing a hat.
Well, I that's because I
took
it off.
You already took it off. Okay.
To Dutch.
Fair enough.
I took my hat off as soon as I heard about this.
Fair enough.
Days ago, and
wow.
I refused to
he
put it back on.
I will attest to this.
How
I put a hat on.
That's how
I have not
a
seen
top
it.
Hat and a monocle, and now I don't anymore.
Hey, Dutch, you know what? I'm not going to take my hat off to you. I'm going to keep my hat off to you, brother.
Forever.
Because,
thank
yeah,
you.
No, but seriously, because he did what I should have done like the third week of January. But I had Marie and Royce's wedding, and I'm like, just get through that. Fucking Valentine's Day.
I think
Day,
the
I'll
big difference
shit.
Is, though, merch is that, like, you probably, she was probably crazy, right?
No, actually, well, she was, but not my typical crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, here's the thing is that, like, Kelly was the least crazy. In fact, she was probably the most sane person I've ever been around, including my family. Like, she is the most normal.
Well, this
individual,
this
yeah,
one kind of was too, but you got to keep in mind that the ones I did are really crazy. This one was crazy.
Yeah, so by
this
comparison.
One, let me put it this way. Austin was fucking batshit crazy, but here's the thing about Austin. She was docile, which is not what I'm used to. You know what I mean? Like, usually they're fucking show up.
Yeah,
you're
used to the explosive.
Make a, yeah, make
like,
a scene.
So
girls.
Her parents called her Austin instead of Dallas?
Yeah, they called her Jesus. Austin because she apparently wasn't born asexual enough. So they had to, all right, I'm being mean now at this point.
Yeah, you are.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. I loved it.
No, but, you know, it yeah,
but yeah
it,
you just get to that point, bro. You're like, I'm over this. And then you, like, you do either what Dutch did, which takes balls, to just go, look, dude, I'm doing this for both of us, you know? Or do what I do and just be miserable.
Well, here's the thing, though. I didn't do it, like, in a very, like, I kind of panicked when I did it.
He panicked. He did
what
a bug
happened?
Out. He did a bug
what
out.
Did, what did you do?
Okay, so okay, so the day before St. Patrick's Day. So basically, we had the whole St. Patrick's Day weekend. It was a great weekend. Had a lot of fun. Right before we went to bed, I don't know, something about us going to bed made me go, I can't do this again.
She laid down next to you.
And I'm not being fair to her. So I panicked, and I just kind of like, okay, look, we need to... I just got up in my underwear, turned on the light, and like, look... I don't love you anymore.
Yeah, you know what it
wow.
was? I know.
And as I'm like panicking and sputtering and you know, just kind of shooting off all the reasons why and you know, going, look, there's nobody else. I'm trying to pack my stuff up. She starts crying, so I start panicking even more. So I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Did you at least hug her?
It's awesome. He's
no,
did you at least hug her?
You're such a romantic.
I'm with you. Yeah, if you don't love somebody, obviously you shouldn't. I told you this off air, Dutch. Obviously, you shouldn't sit around with them just because you do it. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can at least have hugged her, you fucking animal.
I know. Believe me,
Dutch,
dude.
And I treat our girlfriends like Patrick Bateman treated his secretary.
I don't know.
Don't ever wear that again.
I don't remember Patrick Bateman putting up 15-year-old Facebook post, fucking Mersh. Jesus Christ. Depressing the planet.
All right, yeah.
Feeling melancholy? Shut up!
Yes, and the infinite sadness.
It's a great album.
Well, anyways,
two cassettes, bro.
I fucking hate you.
Are we going to attack Mersh more? Or
I had the album.
I love how ready Dutch is for it, too.
I don't know. Is it time? Do we pounce on him yet? Or do you want me to finish
my
story? I don't
know if
you
want me to finish your story. Album.
It's just a good album. Sorry.
Finish your story.
You know what happened to
this is Joel
Dutch,
time.
Dutch went to bed with her that last night, and it wasn't even something she did. She literally probably just said something like, I love your handsome face. And he just fucking snapped and was like, I got to get out of here. I can't fucking breathe anymore.
I bet I know what it was. It was something.
When he got in the car, he went,
thank you, Jesus Christ.
It was probably something along the effects of, I love this new pillow. I love this new pillow that you got for me.
Watch out for that.
No. And that's the Dutch's commitment right there.
It smells like you. And it was just like, it's done.
It smells like forever.
That fucking huge bear that I bought her last year for Valentine's Day was sitting in the corner staring at me.
Just with a set. And you know what's funny? It was probably up against the wall, but like it'd been sitting there for a while, so it kind of pushed forward a little bit. So it was probably slouched over and looking up at him sadly.
You think she still has it, or did she throw it out?
It was. I don't know. I didn't ask her. I talked to her about 2 days later. 3 days later, she texted me, and she was right for saying this. She was like, okay, I get it if you don't love me anymore, but the way you left was really disrespectful and rude, and you owe me a fucking apology or an apology and explanation. And I was like, you know what, you're right. So I called her up and explained the way I was feeling and everything like that. And
you called her, or she called you?
I called her. She texted me and said you owe me an explanation. And I was like, you know what, you're right. So I called her. So it's just I panicked because I've been trying to muster up the courage to do it.
No, you didn't.
For 6 months, and I could never find the right time to do it because there's always things planned. Okay, let's wait until after the Nuggets game. Okay, let's wait until after the trip. Let's wait until after this thing.
Do you know how much more hurtful that is? This is so much more hurtful.
It's a dangerous game.
So it's been 6 months. That you've just
told her that, yeah. I'm like, sorry, I've been feeling this way for a while now.
My point is that I would have it. I know this, I get the whole honesty thing, but at this point, you're going to be breaking her heart. If I was you, I mean, at least go. Yeah. I wouldn't have said the 6 month thing. You could have still broken up and gotten the same result without further ruining, because now any sane human being is now.
Sorry, man. Am I going to lie? I'm
going
to be honest.
All those memories.
Dutch, how?
I'm going to be honest about it.
Dutch, have you gotten some strange sense?
No,
some
strange. No.
Don't lie.
I already asked him. All right,
blink to us through Google Hangout or whatever the fuck the show uses.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Right. No, I haven't. No,
they use
not
the
all.
Internet.
Okay.
No, Dutch, no, I read you loud and clear.
I get you, buddy.
Wink, wink. I got you, buddy. I just got your text, right, bro. Don't worry.
Is it wrong that I want Sean's hairline?
Why? What's wrong? What do you?
The only thing of Sean's you want, though.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want my feet, that's for sure.
No.
No one wants that.
I want Sean's hairline.
Toenails.
I want Sean's hairline and Royce's criminal record.
Hey, there you go. That's not bad.
That's what I want.
What's wrong with my criminal record? Oh, wait.
Well, no, the bench warrants, mostly.
There's no more of those. They're all gone.
That you know of. In Florida.
Wait, benches are trying to arrest you now? I thought those
matter
were
of fact,
like seats.
I know for a fact you have a warrant here, and I'll tell you what for. Remember when we had to go to the courthouse?
It's not. There's no.
Can
warrant.
I finish talking?
There's no warrant.
Oh boy.
Okay, I can't.
She's my cherry pie.
I can't finish telling your story.
No, I have a theory that what Joel did is he broke up with his girlfriend because he wanted to
be in Fort Lauderdale.
Get a little freaky in his Chevy. Little whole
I believe
jail
freaky
thing.
Deaky, freaky deaky.
His whole work release program thing. I think he wanted to be,
he's in a horse release program?
Yeah, it's where you release a lot of horses.
If I wanted to have gay sex in prison,
Yeah, bro.
Would I break up with her first?
Yeah, bro.
I just do it and not tell her?
I'm going on work release, bro. I'm going to work on releasing a lot of cum into a lot of dudes.
It's
going to be a good time. I'm going to be really released. So relaxed and released.
Oh, boy.
Listen, you just wanted to be able to play that gay field all day long.
So I could still do it.
Yeah, bro, he lives in Colorado. He could play it outside of jail. It's not like it's hard to find gay dudes.
You can't.
There's a lot of gay dudes.
There's one thing I know about you is that you're not a good liar, and you wanted to make a clean break so that you didn't have to lie to your boyfriends.
Yeah, I'm not a good liar. And you know, Royce, you were saying, well, why wouldn't you say it? Because I'm a terrible liar. I can't do it. I got to be honest with someone, especially when it comes to that.
You lied for 6 months. You couldn't squeeze one more out?
Yeah, I know. That's
it was more me just going, you don't feel that way. You're just being, you know, a depressed idiot.
Yeah, but don't say you can't lie. Just say, I can't lie for longer than 6 months in one day.
Okay.
Listen, freak out.
Joel and Shakira
my lies
are the same.
Out of 6 months.
Their hips don't lie.
Now the KGB knows if they ever have to interrogate Dutch, just make it last 6 months and one day.
6 months, yeah.
That's when he cracks.
Exactly.
All right, I'll tell you everything. Just smother him with genuine love and affection, and he'll fucking crack.
Did you, Joel? Did you cry?
No.
Did you fake cry? Because I've done that before.
I was
never
in panic
cry.
Mode.
Did you ever fake cry?
Have a hot pocket?
Have I ever fake cried? No.
I fake cried for girls.
No, because
they're
never.
Doing it. And you
oh
feel
my
like,
God, really?
Yeah, dude. Because they're doing it, and you feel like, all right, I'm gonna make this. You know, because you're sending them off.
I get it.
You don't
sometimes
do like a big
I cry
one.
Just to hear you tell me it'll all be okay.
You don't do like a full. It's just like going. It's just like acting and being a retard. You don't go full retard. You don't go
right,
full cry.
Yeah.
You do like a. You know what you do? You almost do like if you were in a movie and you were an actor and you were playing like the president and a bunch of people died because of a decision you made and you just do that. Like you have that moment and you just try to play it off,
yeah.
And then that way they feel like they
the quiver
exhale. Then they feel like you did love them for the past 6 months.
Nah.
Jesus.
See, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's no bones about it. You know, I was a coward. It took me forever to actually get around to doing
it. You're not
a
coward. I didn't even do it. I got dumped by a five.
Did
you know how that feels?
Did she take any of her stuff back out of your house? Like, did she take back the little artwork that she made that's hanging on your wall, or do you still have that?
No, I still I have that. I have one of her books, and I have a pair of her leggings.
You should wear the leggings while you put a sock on your
stuff. Are you going to give her back her stuff?
Yeah. My sister, Laura, is good friends with her, but she lives in Denver.
Are you going to give her a courtesy fuck at least? I mean, you going to do that?
No.
That sends mixed signals.
No, it doesn't.
That's not
courteous. Well, not
courteous.
To him, to her maybe.
That's very uncourteous.
Who's tired of being courteous?
I'll take care of it for you, bro.
I'm tired of being courteous already. I'm courteous enough. I'm kidding, Dutch. Don't be mean.
Listen, I'm
not trying to be mean, dude. I should have done it a long time ago. That's the only real mean part about this. It's like, you know, there's no right way to break up. Like,
yes,
how are you supposed to fucking do it?
Just tell him. It's not that hard.
And then tell me that we were broken up.
It's
it was
not
awkward.
That hard. You just tell the bitch, look, you annoy the shit out of me now. Dutch so just go away and don't talk to me anymore. It's very simple. I've done it a thousand times.
See, you're saying be honest about it. I was being honest about it.
Beyonce?
About being honest about it.
I will say this, Dutch. You are the only man I've ever seen who's dumb enough to dump a girl who's blindly in love with him before he goes into jail. You're supposed to hang on to them because they're the ones who send you
shit. Oh, my God. You're right.
Dumbass.
Now
I would have hung on to her. I would have hung on to her for 30 days. Yo, man, get my canteen straight.
Yes, yes, John.
Remember when you and Marie like did the breaking up for me in like a Facebook message or no MySpace message?
Was it MySpace?
Broke up with one of John's girlfriends through a message?
That's not exactly. Yeah. That's not. Let's give the full story here. There was this chick that she was being a cunt. They were breaking up with, and I was I was saying, look, this is how I was giving him the information. And he was just, you know, saying it to her.
He was my muse.
I was his muse, yes.
That sounds so gay and innocent.
I totally remember that. Wasn't that at a J.P. Mulligan's one night?
Yeah, we told her to meet at a J.P. Mulligan's. And she came in, and I didn't even make her come in. I just met her at the door.
Ouch. The bitch have a drink first.
She was hot, too.
Let her have a soda.
That's the reason why, because she...
Kendall, right?
Yeah, she wanted her $250 back because we were all supposed to go to the Keys, and she needed it. She said, and I quote, I need to pay off a DUI. That was her excuse.
Oh, so she's like Dutch.
Oh, all right. Excuse. You want the number, Dutch?
It's expensive, man.
I like that it's still Dutch. Like, that's what's up.
No, we haven't processed yet. That's what I hate about this thing. You have one too.
Hey, listen,
everybody keeps going back to me.
Don't talk down to me. First of all, sir, I have not been convicted yet.
You know who doesn't have one of those?
You know who doesn't hasn't been on suicide watch?
This guy.
Okay, fine, but you know what? I've been on suicide watch, but I'm innocent until proven guilty.
I technically, actually, I'm haven't been convicted with a DUI. I've got a deferred sentence. So
I go to school.
Listen, no contest, Dutch. Look, just because
nolo contendere.
Listen, just because you and I are having a disagreement, it's no reason to start packing your shit and leaving in the middle of the argument. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. If you got no contest in Street Fighter arcade game, you still lost your quarter shit bag.
Yeah, Dutch.
Yeah, he did.
Here's your stupid bareback, shithead.
Hey, it's not my record. My insurance hasn't gone up a cent.
Dude, yeah, well, it's because you can't drive without a breathalyzer in your car.
Nope, I'm good to go now. I'm good.
Really? They took it out?
Yep, I'm all good. You're like, I never actually ended up having one.
You're all good. You're going to work release for 30 days, but you're all good. Yeah, it sounds like everything's coming up roses.
I am not losing my license. That's the best part about it. So
everything's coming up Milhouse.
That's right.
Yep.
God, I hope I don't go to jail.
You'll be all
right. Why are you going to jail?
You got one too.
Yeah, I got one too, John.
Oh, man.
He must not have listened last night.
Like 2 nights ago.
Like, I just saw you. What the hell?
Oh, my God. That's right. Actually, that was the day after I saw you, John. Yeah. I got arrested.
Day after.
Yeah, listen to the last night's Dutch and Royce, John. He explains the whole thing in detail.
Oh, that's a good callback, Joel. I like that.
Yeah, John, do what all of us in radio hate doing, listening to a show we're not on.
I know, it sucks.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Hey, did you hear last Thursday? Well, no, of course I didn't. Was I sitting in the room with you with headphones on?
I was going to Skype it, but I fell asleep.
It was more for people who hate DNR but like Hippo Juice.
By the way, Dutch, speaking of, did you and Texie finish squash your beef already? You guys are cool?
Oh, we squashed it way before we played the thing from last night.
Yeah, I like you a lot. I just don't like Valzer at all.
Dude, that made me laugh so hard. You compared him to a 90s rock singer.
You're listening to Richard.
Fucking Texie's gonna be the latest one to hate me now for no reason.
It's not funny, man. It's like, all right,
no, there's a lot of reason at this point.
No, not for me. Oh yeah,
you
we did.
Smashed
it
for like a half hour straight.
I forgot we. No, well, not last night. And I guess we did get into it like 2 years ago. I don't know. I like Texie though.
Who's a good guy?
I'm starting to like him now.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, Boomhauer's great.
Boomhauer's great.
Hey, listen, Texie. I just want to do my show, man.
Want to do my show.
Former student 18 sues teacher 34 who had sex with him because he's now so traumatized he can't join the Marines.
Yeah,
what?
Right.
Well,
yeah,
then you probably were not cut out for the Marines to begin with.
Yeah, if you can't handle getting blown. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
I don't know if you noticed, but their slogan is few and proud.
Yeah.
Like
not
gay
fucking,
pride?
Not fucking tiny and timid. A former high school student is suing his former science teacher and school district for distress he suffered as a result of a sexual relationship.
And also for saying Pluto is a planet.
As a result of a sexual relationship with her, and it says it delayed his plans to join the military. The student using the pseudonym Mark Smith claimed in a lawsuit filed on Friday that teacher Rachel Heenan.
Rochelle.
Are these comic book characters?
Sounds yes. like it. Rochelle Heenan. In her Bobby Marvel. The Brain Rochelle Heenan in her class as a 17-year-old senior, a 17 and 30. Shut up, that's fine.
How is that traumatizing?
Attending Holliston Career and Technology Center in February 2012, he had planned to join the Marine Corps as a diesel mechanic, but the jeans didn't fit and was scheduled
Jeez,
to
nuts.
Do so one day after graduation.
I was just going to let you slide.
The two soon exchanged sexting conversations, and that's in parentheses, the papers report. They later met in a gym parking lot and checked into a hotel
Classy.
Room where they had sex.
What is that?
Hotel room is you pay for
no,
a room that
you're
no,
at. No, no, no,
when,
no, no.
When somebody likes another person a lot, they hug in a special way.
Heenan also allegedly engaged Smith in multiple sexual encounters.
Sex counters.
I'm just imagining you trying to describe sex to a toddler.
I love all these stories that keep coming out about these people that are horribly traumatized by these sexual encounters, but they keep meeting
people. By the way, she's
hotels.
Hot. I posted her picture in the chat. That's her. She's not ugly.
Like, I've never continued to fuck somebody and then just been like, hey, bro, it was traumatizing. I don't know what's going on.
She looks like a lesbian.
The Heenan Star Telegram says, says was placed on administrative leave in May 2012 and indicted in February 2013 for improper relationship between an educator and student. She also was reportedly given 5 years for deferred probation in a plea bargain. Heenan's page on the school's website said she has been married for 10 years and has 2 children, WFAA
so
reports.
How does one teacher have a proper relationship with her students?
She blows them
I don't know. You teach Not them. You give them homework. You give them bus passes. Smith's shit like that.
Smith's attorney, Bobby Edmonds, told the paper that the illicit relationship damaged him both mentally and emotionally and that his plans to go to Marine Corps were delayed. He was mentally impacted by what happened.
Does
and
anyone
said,
feel sympathy for this
no,
kid?
No, no,
why?
He's an idiot.
He's a fag.
He's a dickhead. Old. What a queer. I would wish that the hot teacher would fuck me when I was 17. Shut up. Get out of here,
he
asshole.
Is a faggot.
Please, please.
I'm so sick of
Maybe that's
bitch.
Why the Marine Corps doesn't want them because of the don't ask, don't tell policy.
No, yeah, it's not that they don't want gay guys. They just don't want faggots. And
you're
this
saying
kid
you were traumatized by your teacher fucking you? You queer. Get out of here.
There's not enough.
Why is Stone Cold Steve Austin in the Marines?
That's not what it was.
Oh, okay.
That's what it sounds like. Same
impression. It was Steve Austin.
Let me tell you something, maggot.
He's doing actually. WWE Films making the new Full Metal Jacket reboot. It's going to be Austin as
of course it is
the drill sergeant. How great would that be? The lawsuit also reportedly claims that the Eagle Mountain School District failed to provide proper supervision, failed to act to warn. They can't even catch every kid smoking a cigarette. They're going to catch this.
Yeah, and by the way, you know a town is really small when they have school names like Eagle Mountain. Yeah. When your town is so small, you still haven't had a great enough black person to name a school after.
You're right?
Then your town sucks.
That's true.
Eagle Mountain Man.
You notice that all the like racist little towns like that don't want to name schools after people. They're just like, nah, we ain't gonna name no Martin Luther King School. Call it Eagle Creek Mountain Hill Top.
Call school. It Green.
Do you realize that you just listed 3 high schools in my city? I'm not even joking.
Are you serious?
I graduated from Hilltop. There was an Eagle Creek we used to play football against. What was the third one you said?
It's all the same.
It was like
shit.
A combination of the two. Yeah. It was like Hill Creek or something like that, or Creek Hill or something.
It's stupid. They just really
that
hate.
Was weird.
Yeah, it's any Woo! Town that really hates liberal politicians and blacks. We have yep. nothing. To
hey guys,
after.
I have your 2 favorite things: news stories and strippers talking on microphones.
I thought Ew. It was going to be porn and yes. gays.
This evening, a claim has been filed
what is
by
this?
San
what
Diego
is this, ham radio?
Officers who say that. A police raid made them violated. The women say police purposely took inappropriate photos of them while the women were wearing too little to no clothing. This evening, a claim has been filed by San Diego exotic dancers who say that a police raid made them feel violated. The women say police purposely took inappropriate photos of them while the women were wearing too little to no clothing.
That's
NBC 7's Vanessa
feel...
Herrera has more on what
yeah,
police
that's what made them feel violated. Not
yeah.
the fact that they're whores.
Yeah, no, it's honestly, this is such a problem in these clubs, especially the full nude ones, where they'll be like, listen, I'm not going to let these guys take pictures and photographs because they're not going to violate my... And I'm like, you show your vagina for money. I caught you giving a guy a handjob once for money.
Well, an attorney has filed the claim on behalf of the women against the city of San Diego. The women say they lost their rights the night of the raid, but San Diego PD says nothing
no,
was added...
No, no, they lost their rights the day their uncle molested them, and now they're doing this. Let's be realistic.
The ordinary that
yeah, seriously.
Night.
They lost their rights the day the first time their stepdad babysat them.
Yeah.
They lost their rights when the courts took away their children.
They lost their rights the day they memorized the thickness of their uncle's fingers without looking at them.
You know what? They lost their rights the day they were born in Plant City, Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or Deltona.
Deltona?
Yeah. City of San Diego.
Yeah, Deltona is a
Deltona
shithole.
That's the town, right?
It's a shithole.
It's a shithole.
Deltona is the opposite of what Daytona.
I thought you were trying to say Daytona.
No, Deltona is a city.
No,
let me put it
south.
This way.
Oh, okay. I
would imagine.
Up. I'm sorry.
No. I would imagine.
Deltona's where you get lost in because you're trying to go to Daytona.
I was going
exactly.
Yes, you
exactly.
Botched Royce.
Deltona is, if you ask me where I thought what city in Florida had the most juggalos per capita,
it's
I
Deltona.
Would say Deltona.
It's Deltona. Definitely. Definitely.
Second following Plant City.
Plant City is a close
say
second.
They lost their rights the night of the raid, but San Diego PD says nothing was out of the ordinary that night, and the officers followed...
All had erections.
...standard protocol.
It was very awkward.
Adult entertainer Brittany Murphy says that's how she felt.
I thought she died of a heart attack.
Everybody.
When police...
What a fucking rugby scrum for that.
By the way, who wants to venture a guess that this Brittany Murphy not as good looking...
She's
I would say yes.
You would guess right.
I think dead Brittany Murphy probably looks better than this one.
Adult entertainer Brittany Murphy says that's how she felt when police raided the Cheetah Strip Club in Kearney,
Mesa. Yeah, but how did she feel when Alicia Silverstone gave her a makeover? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my God.
Did you say that?
She was good in Sin City.
Did you say that, Dutch?
No.
It says police asked her and about 30 other women to show their adult entertainer work permits, photo identification, and social security cards. Then many of the women say they had photos taken while they were nearly nude.
Who the fuck strips to Rock the Casbah, first of all?
I do.
Right?
That's the only time. Dude, I've been working in this business
for
10 years.
You can tell you worked. I was going to say, you're the one critical of the music.
I've never heard that song played.
Oh, you know who strips to it? The one where they... NBC7 probably had the rights to play that one, so they asked, can you play this one
like
for me?
Yeah, exactly, because it's like maybe on a day shift between dancers on stage, but wow.
Taken from at least my knees upwards, and I'm half-dressed. I felt kind of violated and like...
But you're a whore. They put money in your underwear.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, like, what's more of a violation? The cops that took pictures of you that are only going to be submitted as evidence, or your pimp hitting you because you only hit a buck 50 for the night?
No, but these girls...
They gotta pay!
I put a dollar in my mouth, and then I shove it into her asshole
with
my
tongue.
That's
a violation.
Like...
Of both of your rights, really.
Of everyone's health. What strip clubs are you going to? That's awesome.
Of everyone's
dollhouse. House.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Miami, Tampa.
Yeah.
Anyone in Florida.
Any triangle around Orlando.
Yeah, you go there, you're fine.
You know what? You know what?
I-4 corridor.
In terms of strip club, like being cool, Orlando is kind of like that missing triangle in the middle of the Triforce. Everything around it's awesome.
But from what I hear, in the Northeast and Florida, basically where the really dirty strip clubs are, I haven't really seen much of it out here or any other states I've lived in. They've
like
all
the
been kind of tame
strip clubs.
Yeah,
risque, Cafe Risque.
Oh, that's my favorite one, right off 75. Oh, it's so fucking fantastic.
It's so famous.
There.
So Murphy says she was told the photos needed to be updated, but she says that can't be true. The work permits are only good for a year, and photos in
fingerprint. Like, I asked them to take a second picture of me, and they just wouldn't do it. I'm like,
it's like I bend
my bad side.
I bent over because I just bleached my asshole, and I want to take a good picture so I can see it, because I can never see it myself. And he's like, no.
What? And it's like, I plucked just that day, and I had some red bumps, and it's like, can you Photoshop that? And they're like, no.
Guy was such a creeper.
One of the guys taking pictures was a regular. I was like, oh, hey, Tommy.
What? And I was just like, listen, it's fine. I'll take the pictures, but can you Photoshop out my tampon string? Because it's embarrassing.
God.
Okay.
Oh,
does
my
that
God.
Happen often,
I
by the way?
I never even thought
about
that.
Oh, yeah, dude, all the time.
Oh, my God.
They work on their periods all the time.
Now, what do? They just shove the string up there and hope it doesn't fall out?
They do that. Or sometimes they'll just work. Like I used to have full nude girls. Like, I had a full nude club and also a topless club that I ran in Tampa, like, in the same building. Like, they were just two separate licenses.
Right.
So a lot of my full nude girls would just work topless for, like, two or three nights and just, you know what I mean?
So they wouldn't take it.
Flush out
okay.
All those fucking, yeah.
Are taken every year. Lieutenant Kevin Mayer with San Diego PD stands by the officers and says this procedure was standard protocol. The officers didn't do anything inappropriate or out of the ordinary.
The San Diego Municipal Code mandates that the police
have erections at all times.
They do. It's San Diego.
Go out and conduct
actually, San Diego Statute 48-B states specifically that I should never have an erection.
Those are both police-regulated businesses.
Is this why they call it?
And to be in that profession, you have to get a permit. In order to get a permit.
I believe so.
Do you understand, like, what an asexual bore you have to be to work in any of these government, like, to work for the government? Like,
what
any kind of
no,
just,
these?
Any of those government county jobs, like, dude, you miserable, fat, middle American cunts.
No, that's
just
the thing.
Worthless though. Fucking parasites on the system.
Yeah, man.
I was reading this article that said that a ton of government employees, there were over 20-something thousand government employees that were accused of child pornography, like trading and whatnot. And a lot of these
yes, they're called congressional aides.
Right, but the investigations were ignored and never, like, over 90% or 80% of the cases were just dismissed.
So you're saying it has its benefits.
Right. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we have the Red
San
Show.
San Diego.
Go.
Yeah, guys, let's do it. It's going to be great. You got a raspy voice. You got a guy who doesn't have vowels. It's really good. Good stuff.
So it's like the Fifth Circle. Oh.
I love the Red Show, by the way.
What? Raspy voice, no vowels? Come on.
Yeah, a raspy voice to degenerate and a guy who can't talk and read stories.
Boom, perfect.
Yeah, it's just like the Fifth
Circle. Jesus Christ. All right. Remember, guys, as we mentioned yesterday, everyone remind Peaches that he is a koala.
And an idiot.
And an idiot. An idiot koala.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I thought peaches came from a can.
They do. They were put
Dutch,
there by a man.
Neglected hippo text. Go.
All right. We're going to keep this on?
Yep.
Keep it going. All right. Let's see. Deadpool is known to break the fourth wall, but John's Deadpool broke the fourth wardrobe. It's not gay if you all do it, right? Candles? I thought that was just Jesus beer.
Spanking his back.
All you did was make her feel like the last 6 months were a lie. Not that bad, really.
It's not that bad, really. It's true.
And that's all I got.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We will be on next Wednesday, but of course, Tuesday is Dutch and Royce. Tonight, stay tuned for the Red Show, followed by Markout Radio. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Cousin Joe Show.
Cousin Joe Show, of course. Followed at 11 p.m. by Just Trying to Do My Show, Man, 360 on 420.
See, Joe, I remember about your show. Royce doesn't like you. I love you, Joe.
So stay tuned for all that. Any other plugs, guys? Anything?
Butt plugs.
Butt plugs. All right, guys, butt we're plug. Out. He's gonna check it. Been spreading the word, and now I need to ease my mind. And apple seeds, and while the apples grow, I'm gonna go out jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it, smack. I don't need no shirt, no. Gonna take them pants right off. He's about to jack it. On such a Friday, who needs underwear or socks? Jack it, jack it, ho. Been around God's country, and there's one thing I know. There's no better place for jacking it than San Diego. Jacket, jacket, jacket and jack. Spanking it, smacking it, smack. Jacket and jacket and jack. Jacket and spanking it, smack. Come to San Diego, there's so much to see. From the sparkling waters of Mission Bay to the warm tortillas of Old Town. And after a day of sightseeing, why not try spanking it in one of our charming city streets? San Diego, come, take a load off. Jacket it, jacket it, jacket and jack. Spankin' it, smackin' it, smack. A whackin' it, whackin' it, whack. Spankin' it, jerkin' it, smackin' it, smack. The cars are passing me by, they honk and say hello. Hey, that guy's jackin' it. From his window, there's a guy shooting video. Video of him jackin'. And if the good Lord Jesus comes knocking on my door, just tell him that I'm jackin' it in San Diego. Jackin' it, jackin' it, jackin' it, jack. Spankin' it, smackin' it, smack. He's about to jack it. Jackin' it, jackin' it, jackin' it. Whackin' it, whackin' it, spank, whack, spankin' it, whack.